Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies, comics, TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me as always, my co-host Nick Mason.
Go Doggies! Oh, grand final!
Did you watch the game?
Not a single second of
it. I watched it, it was good.
Okay.
I don't like football. I prefer my men in colourful costumes running into each other in the movies, the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
But a good game of anything I'll watch, and it was a great grand final. A lot of heart, Mason.
Huh.
For everyone who's outside of Melbourne, they're like, what the hell
the Australian
talking?
Football League grand finale-o.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Numero uno.
Yes.
It was a good one, mate. Mm. It was a bloody good one.
You're wearing a button-up shirt. What's going on there?
I was at a brunch.
Okay, right. There you go.
Yeah. What do you think? You don't like it?
It's good.
It's a little washed out.
It's thrown me a bit. Got a collar.
That's because you always come around.
Got a bloody court appearance. Hope the judge was leaning on you.
You always come around at night when I'm in garbage clothes.
Yep.
So I think you just think I just look like some kind of vagabond.
Yep.
Every time.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to leave my house to do this.
Well, I assume that every time we finish recording, like I leave and then a car rolls up, like the real owners of this house, and they're like, they're putting the key in the door and you're like, we're going to get out of here. And then you run out the back.
Exactly. Mason.
Yes.
Did you like Jurassic World?
Yes.
I think you said you liked it more than the first Jurassic Park.
Yes, I did.
Because you have no nostalgia for the first Jurassic Park.
Or anything, really.
Except for Ninja Turtles for some reason.
Wearing a Ninja
Turtles.
Oh,
you are too.
I'm wearing a Ninja Turtles t-shirt, yeah.
Anyway, Jurassic World 2 will apparently be scarier, have more animatronics.
As if it could be scarier.
Did you think it was scary enough, the first Jurassic World?
It was scary when that woman who's doing, you know, just trying her best to look after those kids is horribly mauled by the,
for no
the pteranodons. Yeah. Yeah.
I guess she had it coming.
Yeah. For having a job. Yeah. What a monster.
Blackberries.
She's the real monster.
It turns out, yeah.
Oh, no, the dinosaurs. That were
Most of the dinosaurs were, yeah.
Yeah.
Except for the nice ones.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently the script was written for this one to... look at that dog. Look at her go. What a great spirit. The script was written for the first one to accommodate... the script was written for this one to accommodate more animatronics than Jurassic World because the Indominus Rex couldn't... It had too much fluid movement.
Sure, yeah, okay.
To make it a big, giant, snappy puppet.
Okay, too fluid.
Too fluid,
wow,
yeah.
We found your... There you go, Phil Tippett. We found your we found your Tippett's point.
Very good.
That you can't... Yeah, okay, I didn't...
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to explain Phil Tippett for
Phil
those who
Phil Tippett
don't
is
know?
The dinosaur... consultant, yes. on the first Jurassic Park.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And on Jurassic World
I believe
well?
So, yeah.
There you go,
might
right.
be wrong. Uh-huh. Or he's dead, who knows?
Who's to say, yeah. But so animatronics have reached their limits.
Well, yeah, I guess so. But there's only so many things you can do with animatronics, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, a lot of the stuff from the first Jurassic Park was like torso up
that's
on
true.
These dinosaurs. Or you'll just see the legs because it's a dude in a raptor suit or whatever.
Yeah.
But shockingly, not a lot of CGI in the first Jurassic Park. A lot of people probably know that now anyway.
I mean, it was mostly... Have you seen those guys? I don't know where you buy them, but it's like a T-Rex suit.
Yes.
Have you seen it?
I see them everywhere.
Right?
They're water skiing, they're slam dunking.
Yep.
What are they up to?
I don't know. I don't know where you get them, but we should get some, right?
Yeah, sure.
Just going down the shops, down the ATM, they're great.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the thing, like the novelty's never worn off for
no,
me. I'm not like, oh, that's dumb.
It's got a big waggly head.
Yeah, right.
It's always good. I bet there's some great Vine compilations of those T-Rexes. Okay, so Zack Snyder this week, he teased Deathstroke in Justice League.
Oh, that's right. He was saying that the scene we've seen that Ben Affleck sort of teased on his Instagram, YouTube,
Twitter.
One of those Twitter. That's in Justice League.
It seems to be, yeah, because you see him drawing the storyboards and he's wearing some sweet leather gloves as he's drawing the story. I can't believe they just captured that image there.
Right.
He just happened to be in his best
drawing gloves.
Drawing gloves. They got that. So I assumed that he wasn't going to be a big role, but maybe it's bigger than we thought.
Maybe, and I don't want to question their marketing skills. What if this is the post-credit sequence in Justice League and they've already spoiled it?
It's very possible.
You know what? That's my money's on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they'd done it before. They had the, you know, the big warehouse fight scene.
They did.
They revealed the whole thing and then it turned out to be quite, like, all the way towards the end of the movie. I reckon this is the post-credit sequence.
I don't think so. I think there'd be more to it than that.
Here's all my far-fetched theories. That's the post-credit sequence. Ben Mendelsohn is a robot in Rogue One.
That's right.
A third thing that's dumb that will inevitably turn out to be wrong. Those three things. Watch out for them.
Watch out. Does that excite you to see Deathstroke in Justice League?
Yeah.
It's a lot going on.
Although, I mean,
mother boxes. Deathstrokes.
The problem with Deathstroke in Justice League is he a physical match for anybody besides Batman?
Well, he's maybe, no, I was going to say Wonder Woman.
No.
He's not as strong as Wonder Woman, is he?
No.
Because he's enhanced, but he's not.
No, he's more Captain America enhanced.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
No.
He's not like throw a bus enhanced.
Correct.
Yeah.
Or withstand a bus being thrown at him from Wonder Woman.
Enhanced.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough. But look, I like the costume, I like the character. I like the way he's kind of, as all good villains, the ones that stick around, they're not forced upon you to be like, you like this character. Like, he kind of slowly evolved people kind of like, oh, we like him. So we just kind of put him into more stuff. You know those characters they keep forcing on us?
Give me an example.
I can't think of any. All those 90s ones. Everything from the 90s.
Oh, sure. Right. Yeah. Okay. I remember the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, like, all good villains, he's orange.
Yes.
He's like a carrot.
Like a carrot.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest villain of all. Good stuff. Time Warner CEO Jeff Bewkes says the Ben Affleck movie, Batman movie, sorry, the Ben Affleck solo Affleck movie.
Wow. It's just him smoking on street corners.
That's right.
Looking kind of sad for a real rich guy.
It's actually set around the time of Jersey Girl, his lowest point.
Oh, no.
I saw Jersey Girl. People hate Jersey Girl. It's fine.
Which one's Jersey Girl again?
That's the Kevin Smith one.
No, but I mean, which Kevin Smith one?
The one with Liv Tyler.
Yep.
And Will Smith's in it.
No, I remember it, but I don't remember what the actual plot is in it.
His wife dies as Jennifer Lopez, and then
he has to take on
the Jersey Girl by himself. Yeah. George Carlin.
He has to fight the Jersey Girl.
That's right.
The mythical Jersey Girl.
George Carlin's in it.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Rufus. Anyway, what were we doing?
Ben Affleck solo movie.
Year and a half out, the Batman movie.
Right.
So either late, no, probably early 2018, I guess. Or late. No, it wouldn't be late next year, would it?
Seems like a long way away.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. That's very interesting. I'm all for that. It's not that long away, though, is it really? Year and a half to make a movie. To film a movie. To special effect a movie. To edit a movie. To do a press junket. All of those things.
The three or four things I said. A comic con.
Roll out some footage. Multiple whoops. Do you see any of the footage of the Supergirl, of Superman? There's some. Is that not out yet? I don't think so.
Great.
I want to say no, but it might be.
By the time you're listening to this, watching, reading, what am I doing? By the time you're listening to this, it might be out.
Yeah.
Who's to say?
It basically, I still don't think he looks. I think Henry Cavill obviously looks more Superman, like physically.
Sure. Okay.
But you see him kind of in the Clark Kent mode and the Superman mode, and he actually does pretty well.
Okay.
So I don't know how the whole episode is kind of going to play out, but I think they've kind of nailed the spirit and the fun.
Is he going to be a recurring character, or is he just in this one episode?
I think he's in one and two, and then he's going to pop up in the series. And maybe a few years or a year or so down the line, maybe he'll get his own series.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
His own Lois and Clark.
Or
he'll be recast, yeah. But no, I should have said, hey, you should watch that, then we'll talk about it. But you didn't watch it.
Nah.
So we can't talk about it. But let me tell you, Mason, it was okay.
Yeah, look, I've seen some stills and he looks pretty good.
And they do a lot.
It's all about the angles, man.
Totally. Mm-hmm. They do a lot with the budget of that show as well. Like, the flying's quite good.
Yeah,
like
I agree.
The TV, it's pretty solid, man.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors.
I mean, we've seen some terrible examples of 90s TV.
Oh, God, yeah.
Various things. We did our Caravan of Garbage recently.
We did.
Which, Justice League. And you did Justice League 1997? Yeah. When did it come out?
97. CBS telly movie.
Oh, no good.
God, like that is, it's rough. If you haven't listened to it, I'll link it below. Or watch, you know, I'd say watch it.
Yeah.
Because you kind of got to see it. But there is an extended audio version of it as well. But my God. My God. That being said, the one this week, which you did, it's our last one
for this series,
is great. Like, it's weird, and well, I don't want to spoil it, but it's weird and great. And it ties into what we're going to be talking about a bit later. But yeah, that'll be out Thursday.
Cool, man.
What are we doing? It's Doctor Strange, another trailer.
New trailer. Final trailer?
I hope so.
Yeah.
That's all I need. Mm. And it's a shorter one as well.
I went into it with trepidation because I'm like, what are they going to reveal in this? Not a lot.
So you didn't come out of it with trepidation?
No.
Can you exit something with trepidation? Or is it past?
If you're anticipating something after that, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you
or if you're exiting like a castle with a moat.
Yeah, that
like
is
like the
scary.
Other side of the castle. Yeah, but there's also, there's still the moat. And you're
is there a little like fence to stop you falling in?
No, there's no fence.
Then that would be trepidous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. What did you think of it though?
Looks good. A lot of mystical sigils.
Did you see some of the jokes? At the
I
end.
Did see some of the jokes.
Dr. Mr. Strange.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, very good. Who's on first.
Yeah, absolutely.
So these bloody guys. Our bloody Abbott and Costello.
Have you ever seen
Mickelson and Cumberbatch. Not as...
Doesn't work, does it?
No, it doesn't work as well.
Have you ever heard somebody try to explain who's on first to somebody else to try and do it?
Oh, no, that's a whole nother level, isn't it?
God, it's not... Like, because you can't explain that joke. You have to hear it. Do you know what I mean?
No, you can explain it.
Yeah, but, like, doing it. And then this guy says this, but he's confused because... I'm not going to... See, I can't do it!
No, it's a, you go, okay, no, I can do this. Wait. No, here's the joke. There's two men. One of them is explaining that members of a baseball team have funny names. The names of the members of the team are as follows. I can't remember what they are. Who? That's the name of
the first guy. That's the name of the first one.
Who?
Email it. No, sorry. Tweet at Mason if he bloody nailed that.
I don't know. Is the name of another person on the team. The full legal name is the words I don't know.
Yes.
I've done it.
You've done it. Well, that's better than the real thing.
Thank you.
Anyway, Doctor Strange, I was also getting 15 minutes of IMAX footage.
Okay.
That's coming out October 10th. I've entered us in a competition.
Ooh.
To see if we can go. We probably won't win. So we probably won't see it.
Look, if we do win, I'm happy to see it as long as there aren't any buildings turning inside out on a giant screen.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think it's... Yeah, I'm a little bit concerned that the entire movie is just going to be buildings turning inside out.
Really?
Because there is a lot of that. Is that the finale? Like,
I'd say so.
Yeah, okay.
Surely. Mm-hmm. Are they jumping between dimensions? Is the world going into a black hole, a vortex?
Oh.
Seems trepidation, doesn't it?
It does seem trepidation, doesn't it? Yeah.
Very excited, though. Stanley has also filmed 4 future Marvel cameos, and they didn't say why, but it's in case he dies. That's
absolutely
why they did it.
Yeah.
And by in case, I mean he will die, and I'm not saying that to be pessimistic. It's just a fact. Do you disagree?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. We talked about this recently, didn't we? That
ground up Jack Kirby's bones and he made a salve and every morning he rubs the salve on and he will never die.
He'll never die. Well, that's good to know. Until he runs out of bone salve.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
then he could just grind up, who else? Brian Michael Bendis,
sure.
Probably, or Jeff Johns or somebody.
Any of the
greats.
Them
up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. The lead singer of Fallout Boy who writes comics.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever his name is.
It's Gerard Way and it's My Chemical Romance.
Sorry. Okay. I apologize.
It's all right.
But yeah, we talked about recently how I...
Also, sorry to the lead singer of Fallout Boy if you indeed write comics, even if they're only in your basement.
I said recently
Pete
that
Wentz is
Pete
his name.
Pete Wentz, that's... Yeah. Wow, you're good with bands that you don't listen to whose names of their front men.
Thank you.
Well done. I presume you don't listen to them anyway, do you?
No,
you're not a Fallout Boy.
No.
Boy. Is that what they're called? Is that what they're
I'm a Fallout Boy man.
Oh, sorry. I reckon they've 3D scanned the shit out of him. To
Pete Wentz.
Down. Yeah, just in case Pete Wentz dies and they want to bring him back as a 2-pack hologram.
Hologram, right?
Yeah. I think that's really interesting.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that last week. They've fully body scanned Stan Lee,
definitely.
You think. Just for limited edition action figures. Is there a Stan Lee Hot Toys?
Yes,
I think
is.
There is. Yeah,
yep,
okay,
yep,
right.
Yep,
okay,
definitely.
Well, I could just use him.
Yeah, exactly. What we got here? I get this thing from Twitter every now and then where it's like, hey, these three people you follow on Twitter liked a photo. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like, why would I care?
You check that?
No, I wow. just get the thing and
could
then
be an
I,
amazing photo.
Well, I don't care.
Wow.
Yeah.
What if it's a photo of you, like a candid photo of you, and you're taking your bins out and you're looking like you normally look whenever I come over here, i.e. Pantsless. Like garbage? Yeah, exactly. I'd want to know. That's the thing.
Yeah, fair
and
enough.
If you ever, you're on Facebook and somebody's like, somebody's mentioned you on Facebook, and I'm like, this is never going to be good.
Yeah, yeah. See, I don't, you know that fear of missing out thing?
Yes.
I don't have that.
Wow.
I'm happy to miss everything all the time. Huh. Doesn't bother me. In fact, I love it. If a lot of people go to a thing and I stay home, I love it.
I actually love that too. Yeah. Yeah. My brain does this thing where if I get invited to like more than two events in a night,
yeah.
My brain goes, that means you can just not go to either of them. It's the perfect crime. It's not the perfect crime because I haven't told either of them.
That you're going to the other thing.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And either way, somebody might be disappointed that I'm not going to their thing. But my brain's going, you're getting away with this. Also, maybe nobody cares. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hard when you're unloved, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Kevin Feige has said that Marvel are moving away from doppelganger villains. Iron Man fights an Iron Man guy-ish or a guy with whips for some reason.
Yeah, sure, huh?
Who then gets an Iron Man suit. Mm-hmm. You know, Captain America fights a Nazi version of himself and so on and so forth.
No, give me more examples.
Okay, the Hulk fights another version of the Hulk.
Yep.
Thor fights...
Mrs. Thor, his estranged ex-wife. Yeah, I remember.
Well, I guess Loki's probably, they're not, well, they're both Asgardian.
Yeah,
but
no, I,
got
yeah,
skills.
And he said that it's time to move away from that. But also, I completely, a lot of, that is the, one of the criticisms of Marvel's villains. A, they're kind of weak, which is true.
Yeah.
But B, they're in the same, like, genre as as the hero that they're fighting. But I think that's fine.
Yeah, but I think you can... It doesn't hurt to deviate.
No.
Yeah.
But I think, like, especially when they're building the universe.
Yes.
It would be weird
if
they were like...
Well, that's what he said as well.
Yeah, it's weird that it, you know, Iron Man is captured and he builds the suit of armor to escape and then a demon comes out of a mystical portal or something and then they fight. Like, why...
Why
that's confusing
connected?
The people, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, I get his reasoning, yeah.
But you can have them be a villain and they don't have the exact set of powers.
Yeah, true.
Like some of the, like... This isn't a Marvel one, but Lex Luthor and Superman, obviously, they work really well.
And also, it would kind of, there's enough, like, again, with Iron Man, there's enough, all of his villains sort of come from the same...
Business moguls.
Yeah, they're business,
they're
or they're like...
graduates.
Yeah, or they're like industrial MIT. Espionage, or they're... Like, it doesn't have to be a guy in a suit, but it could be like the Ghost who can, you know, turn invisible and walk through walls because he steals secrets or what have you.
Yeah,
you could put him in.
Yeah.
And, it, you know... Doesn't have to be exactly the same.
So you want Ghost?
I've retracted my entire argument. Feige, you idiot!
I was going to say which way are you going with.
No, it's interesting. I don't know. Look, I think
any villain can work.
Yeah, but I think maybe it's. I think what I'm saying is, I think it's fine to have mirror images for a while, but now that they've built the larger universe and you can have a magic guy fight a super soldier, maybe now's the time to do it. But I mean, find a way to link them.
Yeah.
Like again, if you want to have Iron Man fight Spy Master or something like that, you know, because they're the same. The same
thing.
World, you know? You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah, you don't want to have Iron Man fighting a guy who makes the buildings go all wibbly wobbly. It's ridiculous. It'd mess with his gyroscope.
Yeah, he'd need a special
he'd
gyroscope.
He'd vomit in the suit. And then what does it do? Oh, do you think maybe if... What happens do you think when Iron Man vomits in the suit? Do you think it vents it out?
It must. Like,
I reckon, I reckon it vents it out. Like, yeah, the neck. He's got
like
gills. They're like gills,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Like he just mists it out.
Fantastic. What else we got here? JJ, this is interesting. JJ Abrams has had a meeting with Valve about moving forward with a Portal movie. That's been in the talks for like years.
Hey, while you're there, JJ Abrams, why don't you go back to Valve and tell them to finish Half-Life? Because the plot's halfway there and it's not...
Do you think they ever will?
No.
They're too busy doing Steam or whatever.
I think it's
the
new Duke Nukem Forever.
Right.
Because did you ever play the Half-Life games?
I did, yeah.
Well, Half-Life 2, they did Half-Life 2 and then they did some like additional chapters of Half-Life 2. But the world is still in a bloody ruins and the
because of all the head crabs.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, I'm not going to lie, I didn't finish it.
Okay, right.
I played it a few years ago and I'm like, yeah, this is good, but I didn't.
But like these aliens just showed up and ruined the whole world.
Yeah,
and like we're just in limbo, man.
Jordan Freeman. Martin, what's his name?
Yeah, it's Martin Freeman. It's based on the actor who played the character in The Office, yeah.
What's his name?
Gordon Freeman.
Thank you.
Yeah. And that game where it's like, this guy who's the biggest nerd, he's actually the universe's ultimate warrior.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You like it?
just kind of a bit pandering to massive nerds. But yeah, no, I get it. It's fine.
I don't like that trope either of like, hey, you're a nerd, but you're special. It turns out you're the most special person in
right, exactly.
Ever.
And all you had to do was nothing. Yeah, that's my favorite one. That's, you know.
The Matrix.
The Harry Potters. Harry Potters. All of them.
Mm. Your Martin Freeman's the actor.
Mm.
Didn't earn it. Stumbled ass backwards into it.
That's right.
No, he's good. I like him.
Yeah, he's all right.
So, Portal movie, I think that could be very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of objects could they shoot the portals on? You know what I mean?
Maybe it wouldn't be as interesting to think about it. Did you play them?
Briefly. Yeah.
Amazing. Especially Toe. It's got the voice of J. Jonah Jameson in it.
That's true. And the voice of another Ricky Gervais's friend.
Yes, Stephen Merchant.
Stephen Merchant, yeah.
Yeah. No, I just think those games are phenomenal. The first one's more like a tech demo than anything. It's only short-ish.
That's true.
And the second one is just like, takes it to like a whole new level.
Did you ever play the Stanley Parable?
No, I didn't.
That's very good.
Stan Lee Parable.
Yeah, the Stan Lee. Yeah, exactly. It's just about Stan Lee.
Grinding up the bones of his victims.
Exactly, and becoming an ageless messiah of some sort. Now, the Stanley Parable was basically, it was a like a first-person game, and it wasn't a shooter. You couldn't shoot anything. You just like flip switches.
And what's the point, Mason?
Well, the premise was, it was basically you were a guy who works in an office.
Yeah.
And then, like, the lights go out or whatever, and then you journey out into the office and discover everybody's gone, and you sort of have to figure out what's going on. But there's a narrator that narrates everything that you do as you're doing it.
Oh, cool.
And so it'd be like, if you just start running around the office, the narrator's just like, no matter how hard he looked, Stanley couldn't find anyone kind of thing. But the thing about it is that you can do, like, sometimes the narrator starts to anticipate what you're doing, and you can do the opposite, and he gets increasingly angry. So it's kind of, so you approach two doors, and the narrator goes, and after some thinking, Stanley went through the left door, and you go through the right door, and he's like, no, the left door. What are you kind of, and it's kind of like, do you go with what the narrator's telling you to do, or do you go and do your own thing?
Okay.
It's kind of short, like the game itself is kind of short, but depending on what you do, like there's a million different endings.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
it's pretty good.
On the topic of games that are short,
yes.
I'm all for that. Like, I don't mind paying like full price for a game if it's short and if it's like a solid 4 to 6 hours or whatever. I don't care. I'll pay full price for it. It doesn't have to be 20 hours or have infinite worlds.
Or just grinding.
Or grind, exactly.
Have you played No Man's Sky?
No.
Exactly. Me neither.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Went to the Sandspans guys when I was recording and they were playing it, and it just, like, I was like, oh, this is cool. But then it turns out that that's everything that it is in hindsight.
There's no plot. It's just, you go to a world, it's a mining simulator.
Yeah.
You go to another world, it's a mining simulator. Mm. And so I go, and the ultimate goal is to get to the center of the galaxy.
And it's nothing.
Well, I just Google, I'm like, what happens at the center of the galaxy? And I'm like, oh, that's not worth.
No, definitely not.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently a lot of lies in that game. Like,
how do you
leading
mean?
Up to it.
Oh,
like what
I see.
It could do. They overreached, and I think, and that and fan expectation.
Yeah, because I guess because it was kind of, the initial plan for that game was just going to be kind of like an indie game.
Yeah.
It was going to be $20.
Exactly.
But then some big names got to it and were like, this is the next big thing.
Yeah.
And it's not.
And then
a,
they put it out for
exactly.
It's not. I think if they did put it out for $20, people would have gone, this is great.
Yeah.
Like, what great value for what it is. But yeah.
It might be like one of those games where they do some additional content later.
Sure.
And you can, it, like,
oh, then I'll definitely pick it up. That's what I do. I wait till the shit game gets slightly better. Then I buy it because I'm a fucking idiot. Sorry, excuse me.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm aware. I'm aware that's what you do.
Okay, good.
But no, I mean, it would work better for me if, like, there was a branching plot. Like, it was also a randomly generated plot kind
sure.
of thing. Like,
or even a plot.
Even a plot of any kind, yeah. Anyway, that's yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've talked about video games. We've reached our talking about video games quota for the year.
That's right,
so,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tune in next October or whatever month it is.
Mm-hmm.
I should quickly mention, there's an episode of I did with Sandspans, Plumbing the Death Star, on the world of Pokemon and the horrible implications of growing up there. That was out last Monday, so it'll be there. Go and check it out. I'm in it.
Nice.
It's just me going, not understanding Pokemon, basically.
Oh, sure. That sounds
and
really
people
good.
People explaining Pokemon to me, but it was a lot of fun. Okay. Anyway, Portal movie. Great. Great. Mm-hmm. I'm all for it.
I guess. What's the plot?
Portals. Trapped in a facility.
Yeah.
J.K. Simmons.
How well did being trapped in a facility movies work generally? Like, how do they go?
Did you ever see Cube?
I did see Cube.
I didn't. Was it good?
It was fine.
Okay.
I didn't see Cube 2 or Cube 0.
Cube 0?
Yeah, there's a prequel.
I now get why it's called Cube 0.
Cube 0.
Is it 0 the number or the word 0?
I think it's the word 0.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
It's not that interesting.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. Anything can be good. I think there's depth in that game in terms of storytelling, which you stumble across.
Okay.
But you haven't played it.
I briefly, no. Sure. No, not
but there's like little hints at branching plots and why. This is kind of a spoiler, not really for that game, but it's heavily, well, not heavily, it's slightly implied that you're, because you wake up in that facility as a grown woman.
Okay.
And it's implied that you went there on a field trip as a kid and they just kept you there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And, mind wipe?
I don't know. Okay. Know. Huh. And that's only an implication. Like, it's not even, you're not really 100% sure.
Anyway. Okay. Well, you know what I am looking forward to in that movie is they're going to be wearing those Super Mario Brothers jumpy boots.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Mm. Mm. Do you see the Portal short film?
No.
It's really good. Okay. Check it out. Right. What are we doing? Justin Lin, famous for Fast and Furious
7.
Star Trek Beyond.
Yes.
Two great films.
What's he doing now?
Hot Wheels.
Nah, he's gone too far.
He's gone mad, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I think he's a great director. Mm-hmm. He must have something in mind for this.
Is it going to be Lego movie style?
That's a good question.
Mm,
are they
going to
have faces like cars?
Like cars, right? Yeah.
Oh, God, I hope not.
I don't know.
Movies based on toys. Does that work generally?
No.
Mm.
No.
Yeah. Battleship. Well, that was a board game, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. But look, if this was like a McG or a Brett Ratner, then I'd be like,
but sure.
Because it's him, I'm like, there must be something to it.
Well, what's the plot of Hot Wheels? There isn't one.
Cars.
Ah. Oh.
Loops. Big loops.
Big loops, exactly.
Did you have Hot Wheels as a kid?
I did.
I had so, I don't even, what's a hot, I don't know what's a Hot Wheel and what's not. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's exactly my point. Matchbox
cars,
yeah.
What's
because
what?
It's just, if it's a movie featuring real people in real cars, it's just a movie about people in cars.
Yeah.
Like that Need for Speed movie.
Oh, yeah.
Which had Aaron Paul in it.
Yeah, I saw it no time.
I saw about 4 minutes of it and I'm like, this is so dull. This is so dull. Nothing is ever going to happen in this movie. So I gave up. But just, is it just, that's the thing, because if it's just going to be a movie about cars and they're going to stamp Hot Wheels on it.
Yeah.
It's just another Fast and Furious movie, I guess, like, but one of the early ones that aren't as good.
Are the Hot Wheels brands based on real cars?
They're all real cars, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I guess they have that going for it.
That in a movie about cars will feature real cars.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true, yeah. You're absolutely right.
Mm. No, I don't know where this is going, but like I said, Justin Lin, so it can't all be bad, unless it's all bad. Fantastic Beasts. Where are they? How do you find them? Have you seen them?
They're in the case. Don't open the case. Solved. Solved it.
Do you see the new trailer?
I did see the new trailer.
What did you think?
I think I'm going to get very sick of Eddie Redmayne going like, he reminds me of, you know, he reminds me of the guy from Mouse Hunt. What's his name again?
John Cleese?
No. No.
I haven't seen Mouse Hunt.
I'll look it up.
I'll look it up too.
Okay, cool.
So,
but he's all, what have I done?
He's a bit foppish for you.
Yeah. Although, it does look, there's a lot of magic just
I
being hurled about.
I thought that last trailer looked really good.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Lee Evans.
Lee Evans, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
A British stand-up comedian, Lee Evans.
The guy from Something About Mary.
Yes.
Who's on, pretending to be on the crutches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, he's, like, his range is incredibly subtle, like award-winning work, and then screaming idiot in Jupiter Ascending, I haven't seen it, but apparently it's like an insane performance.
Okay, sure.
But this is the first trailer where I went, okay, this looks okay.
Sure, yeah.
Every other trailer, I'm just like, this just look, I don't know, not good.
Uh-huh.
That being said, the director directed the last like 15 Harry Potter movies, or last four or something, all of which I enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure it'll be good on
it does
level.
Look like interestingly chaotic, like there's a lot of stuff going, and it's a, you know, I mean it's in the past, but I feel magic works better when it's interacting with the real world kind of thing, and a lot of Harry Potter it was just here's magic happening in a surreal magic world.
This bookcase leads into a painting which has a portal to a dimension with a wizard in a cauldron.
That sounds really good.
Watch out for the snakes.
Wow.
You know what I did like about this trailer though?
What's
it
that?
Hinted at there was a great wizarding war in the 40s, which paralleled World War II, where there was like Hitler for wizards.
Sure.
Grindelwald, I want to say.
Whistler.
And he was friends with Dumbledore. They were actually together.
Hittard,
yes. Mm. They were partners.
Okay.
Because Dumbledore was a gay man.
Huh. Is this your fan fiction?
Yes.
Great.
And then it turned out to be true. No, J.K. Rowling came out and said, no, Dumbledore is gay. You heard that. Surely.
No, I'm aware of that.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know it was dating Wizard Hitler, though. Didn't see the signs.
They had a they
bunch of mustache rides for old Dumbledore. Am I right? Am I right?
They had a relationship.
Okay,
this is more in the book.
Before he was Hitler.
Before he was Hitler. They
hang on. Which books though?
Like the later ones, because you do a lot of flashback stuff.
But I thought we didn't know Dumbledore was gay until after.
We don't. They're just good friends. It's said that they're good friends. They have a lot of correspondence. And they have a lot of similar ideas about what magic is and how it relates to humans and how wizards are this and that and more powerful. And Dumbledore went in the direction of, oh no, we should be nicer to regular people. And this guy went the other way. And then he went and became Wizard Hitler and Dumbledore stopped him. So that's what Dumbledore is famous for,
right?
Because he stopped this guy. And then he ended up in prison, Azkaban. And then you see Voldemort kill him at the start of, or at the end of 7 or 8. I can't remember.
Sure. Okay.
So, and he's kind of remorseful at the end and like.
For being Wizard Hitler.
For being Wizard Hitler.
Huh. So my
point is, I want to see, it sounds like they're moving into those movies.
Yeah, okay, sounds interesting. Did the war take place within World War II?
Yes.
So like on
or
the same,
that era.
But like the same battlegrounds?
No.
Okay,
no,
right.
But it happened at the same time.
Okay,
I think
cool.
They're made, because in the same way in the Harry Potter universe, the Prime Minister is familiar with wizards, because when you become Prime Minister of England,
they tell you about the wizards.
They tell you about the wizards. Like, right. He shows up through the fireplace and tells you. So okay. It might have been the same thing where Hitler had an alliance with Wizard Hitler.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Prime Minister, we've got two boards set up. This is the Western Front. You'll notice Hitler, and over here you see the Wizarding World, and there's gay Wizard Hitler.
It's weird that Hitler would like gay Wizard Hitler. Maybe he didn't know he was gay, because I don't think he would have liked him otherwise.
No, that's right.
Man, what a world, though.
Hmm.
The point is, I don't care so much about Fantastic Beasts, but the idea of seeing Wizard Hitler World War II for wizards, like in the next couple of movies, with like young Dumbledore. I don't generally like prequels, but that sounds amazing to me.
Now, would J.K. Rowling write these?
She is writing them.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
So I think that's super cool, Mason.
Yeah, all right.
Maybe we'll do a Harry Potter episode like we said we would.
Yep.
Maybe next week.
Great.
Maybe
what else is happening next week?
Dunno.
Yeah.
One more bit of news.
Maybe we could talk about Magnificent Seven in passing, which neither of us watched. Well, I might watch it tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll get around to it.
Yeah.
Mm. Last bit of news. Jon Favreau is directing a live-action version of The Lion King, air quotes live-action, you know what I mean?
That's right, reboot.
Yeah.
Gritty reboot.
What do you think of that?
I don't have any nostalgia for The Lion King or any Disney movie or anything. As we've discussed, I don't care. Remake it, I'm not going to watch it like I didn't watch The Lion King.
The original Lion King?
Never seen it.
Really?
Correct.
It's great.
Mm.
I don't care what you say, that you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
So you have no opinion.
Correct.
But I think it's a fantastic movie. I think it might be one of the best movies.
Huh.
And I also, I'm looking forward to this adaptation. I don't know if you know this, Mason, but I called this like months ago. I was like, they're going to make Lion King. And lo and behold, they did. I basically think the Jungle Book, they went, let's take a movie that not many people care about.
Oh, this is the test bed.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a demo reel.
Right.
For can we make animals look convincing?
I hope they said that on set every morning. They're like, listen, guys, get out there. You guys are all great professionals. Do your best. We're going to really enjoy this. But also, we don't really care. We're just doing this to see if people would like Lion King.
Yeah.
All right. Lunch is at 12. Let's see you later.
Now, I didn't love The Jungle Book. I thought it was good, but it did feel to me more like a tech demo.
Yeah,
like, look what we can do. Look at this. We can build a forest and whatever.
There's no humans in Lion King,
there's
right?
Oh, no, there's not.
Okay.
No. So it would be, I think they'd do it like Andy Serkis style or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know.
You did the international symbol for like puppets on strings?
Yeah, that's
how he does it?
It works. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that does concern me about this, I mean, they could just ruin it completely. That being said, who cares, because it already exists.
Right.
Like there's already a great version of it. Is some of the weakest stuff in the Jungle Book movie is the music.
And the Lion King.
Sorry, yeah. No, the Jungle Book
okay, right.
Is the, they take some of the old songs.
Uh-huh.
Christopher Walken does a number and you'd think it'd be amazing, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, whatever.
It's the one where he dances all around in the hotel room and he climbs up the walls.
Yeah, that one.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah. You can go with this. What's that called?
Weapon of Choice.
Weapon of Choice. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another one they do, you know, the Bare Necessities, I assume.
Sure, yeah.
But it's just, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Doesn't work at all.
Look, as long as at some point we get a live action version of Tailspin.
Yeah. Tailspin. Anyway, so that's my concern.
Okay.
Unless Jon Favreau has done a musical, in which case I apologize.
Have you seen, you saw the Lion King musical, right?
I did. Huh. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, yeah. Why would you?
If I had, I could bluff my way through seeing Lion King, the movie.
It's a great movie.
All right, fine. I'm not going to watch it.
You don't have to, but you should.
Good, I'm not going to.
You don't like, what about Aladdin? You like Aladdin?
Not really.
Little Mermaid?
They're fine, but I don't Hercules? Care. I just don't like Disney's whole deal.
Because it's the orphans?
It's the orphans. You don't have to have a movie that starts with just horrible tragedy and then we feel slightly better.
Then how are you supposed to relate to what? to the protagonist?
They just be a real cool dude.
You can't be a cool dude. Oh. Well, you show up just being a cool dude. You're
what
not
about the Emperor's New Groove? He was a cool dude, wasn't he?
He was a llama. Mm-hmm. Or something to that description. That's not a bad movie.
Yeah. What about Ferris Bueller?
He's a dick.
Yeah. I hate like him. Me.
Tarzan's good as well.
All right.
The Disney one. Anyway.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mason, we gotta talk about Luke Cage.
Do we gotta?
We gotta.
Okay, we should. It's yeah. Okay.
So it's there've been 13 episodes released on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually both finished both of them. Both finished all of them.
Correct.
All 13.
Yeah.
So what we thought we'd do is, as we would with a movie, we'll talk non-spoilers and then spoilers, but we'll clearly mark that because we understand that most people haven't shotgunned 13 episodes of television.
And if you haven't, what's wrong with you? No, you're normal.
You've had stuff to do.
It's not enough time. They should release it like Wednesday.
Oh, so we have time to...
Yeah, just for us.
No, they want to do it for the weekend, so you can watch it over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? It kills me on Easter egg videos, mate. It kills me.
Well, we were talking about this earlier.
It destroys my weekend.
Because this has come in the wake of Daredevil Season 2, but also Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
And Jessica Jones... which I liked a lot, I've since rewatched some of it, and I'm like, this is one of my favorites, but it's barely in the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
So there's barely any Easter eggs and references to other Marvel properties because it could really be set anywhere and in any universe.
But this one,
boy, howdy!
Especially the first three, it's like very top heavy on Easter eggs. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Luke Cage.
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
I had a good time. Mm. It's probably not my favorite of these Netflix series. But a good time. And in fact, I think I enjoyed it more as it went along.
Okay.
So in contrast to me saying, oh, Jessica Jones doesn't have enough Easter eggs, as the Easter eggs lessened in this one, I enjoyed it more.
You enjoyed it more.
So guess what? I'll never be happy.
See, I think for me, this along with Daredevil Season 2, I found the weakest by far. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why people are like, this is amazing. I don't think it's amazing. I think it's good-ish. Mm-hmm. It's way too drawn out. The world building's good. The characters are good.
Yeah.
It's well cast. The action scenes are shithouse.
They're not great. Yeah, they're absolutely, yeah.
And it's way, way too long.
Right, because I in terms of pacing, I didn't feel this one was too long.
Maybe it's just because I watched like 6 hours and then 7 hours.
Right. Well, no, see, I did about the same.
Yeah, yeah.
To me also, this one felt the most episodic, I think.
Yeah, sure.
Where I'm
okay,
everything felt clearly broken up into episodes. Like with Jessica Jones and Daredevil, I'm like, here's this ongoing story.
Yeah.
You know, it could, you know, it's just an hour at a time and then, I don't know where I'm going with this. But this one felt most like a TV show, and that had good points and bad points, I felt.
Right. Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Well, let's go through some things, Mason.
Let's talk about things.
Casting.
Great.
Luke Cage. Great, right?
He's good, yeah.
He's really good.
Uh-huh.
People were worried that he wouldn't have the chops to pull off some of the more like serious, the more dramatic stuff.
Yep.
I found that wasn't the case at all. There's a tragedy that befalls him early on,
mm-hmm.
and I thought he
which I bloody called.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
You love your bloody orphans, don't you?
Yeah.
Your tragedy. Oh, that's not what it is. But I don't know where I'm going with that.
He accidentally kills a busload of orphans.
Yeah, that's right. But no, I thought he's great. He's mm-hmm. really well cast.
Yep.
And you know what?
He's not as
not as big. That's what I was going to say.
No, like, I was going to say he's not as kind of flirty and kind of like suave to the ladies in this one. More so towards the end,
I would say. Yeah,
because he's getting his groove back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I guess after the events of Jessica Jones, lost his groove a little.
Exactly, because if we can spoil Jessica Jones, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
Because in that, his wife died, and then him and Jessica Jones' relationship was tumultuous,
yeah,
let's say.
And his bar got blown up.
And his bar
got blown up. That guy tried to stab him to death in the neck, which I feel would, your faith in humanity would dip a little bit,
somewhat
I feel.
Somewhat diminish.
For a random dude just tries to stab you in the neck, not knowing you're bulletproof.
I like that he looks like a normal guy. Like, he's big,
uh-huh.
but he's not like impossibly
right, okay, sure.
ripped, you know what I mean? He's just a big, like, guy.
Yeah, I mean, I guess when you see him in like the, you know, when he's put in like New Avengers or something like that,
yeah.
he's just this Hulk-like being as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess to compare with the rest of them. But I think as a human, he looks better.
He looks more like a human.
Yeah, good, exactly. Good.
What about, who else we got? Who else? What's her name? The initial love interest.
Misty Knight.
What'd you think?
Great.
I thought she was really good too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Looked the part.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Especially towards the end, you see the costume is kind of, the dress that she wears at the end is very reminiscent.
Yeah.
The way she looks in the comic. The police procedural stuff didn't always work for me, but she and her partner did. I believe that relationship.
Yep.
I thought she was great.
Uh-huh.
And the way that she bounced off Luke Cage and
yeah, in terms of like how the police procedural, it did kind of feel a little bit Hollywood-y to me, and a little bit, some of the dialogue was a little bit cliched, but those two work, I think.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. The villains.
Yep.
There's a few, one of which we'll probably talk about in spoilers.
Uh-huh.
But we've got Cottonmouth.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And what's her name? Dillard. What's her name? Mariah Dillard? Is that right? Yeah, it is Mariah Dillard. Uh-huh. Though in the comic book she's referred to as Black Mariah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I thought both of those guys
and
girls.
Who was my guess who my favorite villain is in this?
Shades.
It's Shades.
Yeah, he's good. Me too, actually. I really like Shades. I think he might have been my favorite as well. Did you buy Cottonmouth as the ruler of this kind of...
Yes, I did, yeah.
You know, he's the kingpin of Harlem, mm-hmm. whatnot. He does the kind of the underhand stuff, and Mariah does the more political side of things, and they're obviously in cahoots.
Yes.
And they both... And I actually enjoyed their backstories as well. Like, I could have done with maybe even a bit more of that, because a lot of the times, normally I don't like flashbacks, but I find the Netflix Marvel flashbacks interesting. Especially here, actually. I really like the Luke Cage origin episode.
Uh-huh, sure.
Where he's locked up or whatever. That was actually one of my favorite bits. Shades, though.
Yes.
I don't know what it was about that guy. I don't know whether he just acted the hell out of it, but I really bought it. Like, he was cool and calm. The way he kind of swooped in and kind of fixed a whole bunch of stuff up.
You're like, what's his deal?
Yeah, what's his deal?
Mm.
But I thought he was great. And, you know, hopefully we'll be seeing more of him, I guess. Spoiler alert, either way. Who knows how that's going, Mason. But no, I thought he was a lot of fun. The last villain, I guess, we'll get to in our spoilers. So the storyline for this is he's in hiding, sort of.
He's moved to Harlem.
Yeah. But he's not originally from Harlem.
Correct.
Which is a deviation from the...
Yeah, he's from...
New Orleans? No.
Georgia?
Something like that. Savannah?
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he tells people he's from Chicago.
That's right.
But he's not. Do you think that detracted from him being the hero of Harlem? when he wasn't from Harlem. Like, he didn't know the streets. And people were always like, you're not from here. Do you think that detracted from
it? Nah.
That's all right.
Nah, you can, yeah, it's fine.
He was the man of the people, wasn't he?
That's true.
So anyway, so he's there. He's lying low. So
he's lying low. He's working at Pop's barbershop.
Yep.
Pop is mentioned in Jessica Jones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but he's not. We don't get any further backstory. So I'm like,
When in Jessica Jones?
When Jessica Jones comes into his bar.
Yeah.
They're having a bit of a chat. Mm. And he's like, as Pop always said, something, something, something.
Okay.
And yes, and I always assumed it was like his actual father. Yeah, or whatever, yeah. But no, it's just,
turns out it wasn't.
Just this guy.
So before, so
yep.
Before his bar exploded, he was friends with Pop. And then when his bar exploded, he went to sweep hair for 5 months.
Yes.
I guess that's how the timeline of that plays out.
Yeah.
He was good too, Pop, actually.
I know.
I thought he was really good. Yeah. Not from the comics, though, I think, as far as I know. I looked into a bit.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't find him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's
and
next?
He's working part-time at the sweeping floors at the barbershop, but he's also working at Harlem's Paradise, which is the nightclub.
Yes.
And you know what I actually enjoyed about this? Once I figured out it was happening, because it took me a few episodes to figure it out, there's a musical guest.
Yeah, every episode. There, yeah,
right?
Yeah, really.
And so
cool.
And I thought that was kind of like, it was, there's some interesting throwbacks, I think, to like shows from the 70s.
Yeah.
And like, you know, blaxploitation. Because, I mean, you couldn't go full blaxploitation in this kind of thing.
If you said it in the 70s.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But it was kind of like, you know, that's kind of a throwback to like, you know, TV shows from the 70s where there'd be this narrative, but it'd also be like, plus special musical guests, the Delphonics or whatever. And then they're in there and there's like Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings and bloody other people. Faith Evans is in it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's great.
Method Man.
Method Man makes an appearance. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked that bit actually.
Me
that was,
too.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah. In fact, I think maybe that else, I kind of get a bit, you know, a little bit choked up.
Really?
The Method Man was there and he's bloody doing a rhyme about
how,
the streets.
How
and
cool
about,
Luke Cage was,
yes,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Turns out Method Man can act a little bit.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You wouldn't know if you remembered him from, what's that Zach Braff movie?
Garden State.
Yeah, he's in Garden State.
Is he?
Yeah.
Who's he in Garden State?
He's the hotel porter that shows him that there's that weird corridor behind all the...
Oh, where you can look through or whatever?
Yeah. The weird hidey hole in the back of the hotel.
Why is he in that?
I don't know. I guess he's friends with Zach Braff.
I guess so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You learned something.
Also, man. You clearly also haven't seen the Method Man Red Man film, How High.
No,
he's in that.
two mans coming together.
Yeah, right?
Good stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, you were telling us what you thought the story was.
Oh, no. Bloody. All right. Well, he's moved there and then, but he just can't keep the hero life. Can't keep it under wraps, can he?
No, he can't. It's
you
hard.
Know what I mean?
Yeah. So he keeps getting drawn into kind of, well, I didn't like how he was prompted into doing the right thing. Like he was kind of pushed.
Oh, okay.
Because I liked the idea. Maybe they wanted to distinguish it from Jessica Jones, where people come to him and be like, we'll give you money to help me do a thing.
Yep.
Like there wasn't any of that. There were hints towards it. You know, people tried to make him the hero for hire.
Yeah. Huh.
But he kind of flat out refused. But he was kind of, he'd lay low until the tragic event happens. And then he decided to clean up the streets.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't love that.
It felt a bit Spider-Man.
Sure, yeah. Because
he was
like,
no, I'll just stay out of everything and then...
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then he's in everything.
And he's in everything.
Yeah. And I felt from that, there was a lot of kind of like, well, he's invincible and everybody knows and the bad guys don't like him, but there's just a whole lot of, what are we going to do about Luke Cage? I don't know. He's bulletproof. And then a lot of scenes if he'd walk into a room and everybody's just shooting at him or punching him. Like, you know who he is.
Yeah, right.
Why does that keep happening?
Maybe you're trying to hit him in the eyeball or whatever.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
Or wait till he's talking and shoot him in the mouth.
Again, I don't buy it. As we found out, his organs are...
That's true, yeah.
They got shellfish DNA or something.
Yeah.
whatever that
yeah,
was
I mean,
about.
There were moments in this one where I did feel that there were some things that were kind of contrived to keep the plot moving forward.
Yeah.
And I felt like they were kind of like, okay, if you just did this in this scene, everything would be over.
Right.
But he didn't because there was a requirement that the plot kept moving.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah, yeah.
I can't think of any specifics right now.
Sure.
But I did remember Charles Bradley's one of the musical acts in the bloody... He's great.
You remember that specific?
Yeah.
And that's good enough for this.
I think the guy who... The musical supervisor, it was in A Tribe Called Quest.
Okay, right.
That's a, you know... I don't know if he specifically requested all these
Maybe you did.
Groups, but
it seems very intentional, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about fight scenes.
They're pretty average.
Pretty bloody. And not even... I don't mind seeing a guy go into a room and just flat out just thump.
That's 20 fun.
Guys. That's fun.
But it wasn't
but
fun.
But this wasn't fun. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know whether it was the way it was filmed or choreographed or whatever. It didn't feel like there was, I don't know, there didn't wasn't weight to it the way that when Jessica Jones would hit somebody or even that Jessica Jones Luke Cage bar fight scene.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There was nothing like that.
Because I think what we learned from Jessica Jones is it doesn't matter if she's just plowing through everybody and it's not even a contest because it's not in there's a lot of scenes where she's doing that, but that's not the point of the scene. Like we're trying to get something across about the character or what have you.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're fun.
Yeah.
But we saw before this came out, we saw that trailer
car
where
door.
He goes into this
safe hold.
Thing. And he just plows through a whole bunch of guys. And that seemed really, really fun.
Yeah.
But that's the most fun action sequence in
this,
I feel,
it
right?
Is. Yeah. Uh-huh. And even in terms of special effects, well, there's not the special effects that you might have in a Daredevil or like another Marvel property.
Yeah.
But even like, you know, the bit where he runs out of the building and explodes behind him look kind of shonky. There's a bit where he shoulders a car, but you don't see it.
You don't see him hit the car, right?
Like there's stuff like that. I'm like, that's odd.
And the idea there where is you are... He runs in front of the car and the people that he's saving don't know that he's going to survive that. So it's kind of, but we know he is.
Yes.
So,
and that's right.
Yeah. There's been great people destroying cars by running into them.
It's a comic book trope.
It's a comic
it's
book trope.
It's in everything. They did it in Smallville.
And they've had the special effects for years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. There's that Uncle video clip where there's a homeless guy gets hit by a car.
Oh, really?
And the car explodes.
Oh, cool.
It's real good. All Wrap it in your headlights. Go look that up.
I will, Mason.
You do it.
I won't.
Mm-hmm.
But all you gotta do is like have a car hit a bollard and then replace a bollard with a guy.
That being said, there is later on in the series, he does get thrown into the side of a van. Like and that looks really good.
Yeah.
All right.
There is that final fight, which is, I guess, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's that great line when the guy's like, hey, that guy said something about your mother.
Right.
I was like, that's very, I laughed. I was like, that's good.
Yeah.
So, no, it wasn't all bad for me.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that is because it's cast so well.
Yeah. And I guess because when you think about Daredevil, he's a guy who's very well trained, but he's not the strongest man in the room.
Yeah.
And also, he's been horribly injured.
He's normally in between stabbings.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so there's this real sense of urgency to it.
Yeah.
So you can either have that or you can have it where it's kind of fun, where it's just... Jessica Jones is super strong and it's a fun situation. But this wasn't...
No.
You never really get the sense he's in that much danger and it wasn't that much fun.
Yeah. What bit I... This is... Should we talk spoilers?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's say spoilers.
Hang on. What else can we talk about in non-spoilers?
Shades was pretty good, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was good, wasn't he?
Yeah. Did you like how they elaborate on his backstory? Like how he met his wife? How he came into the program, his time in the prison.
We should talk about that later because there's some interesting twists there.
There are, yeah, I completely agree. But again, I felt this more than any of the other ones.
Yes.
And probably the same as Daredevil Season 2. This could be 8. Why is it 13?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's way too long.
Look, for me, again, I didn't feel that in this one.
Yeah.
Like because today I woke up and I'm like, oh, I've got to finish finish Luke Cage for this.
Yeah.
And I started up and I'm like, oh, I'm up to episode 10.
Okay,
like,
cool.
I didn't feel it dragged for me anyway.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. But again, maybe because I like the characters.
Yeah, maybe.
Also, this is the...
Maybe I'm a racist.
Almost certainly. Not for this reason, but... Also, this is the second Netflix series to have a character, have an actor from The Wire in it.
Yeah.
Because last one we had Jessica Jones, we had Lester Freeman, and this we have Kima.
Who plays?
The police captain.
Yeah.
Well, her the actor's name isn't Kima.
Are you sure?
The character's name in The Wire is Kima.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You know what? I've never seen The Wire.
It's great.
I know.
I'm one of those guys that's always like, you got to see The Wire,
I'll
man.
Watch The Wire if you watch The Lion King. We'll watch it back to back. We'll marathon them.
Great. Sounds really good. Sounds good for me. I'll watch The Lion King and take lunch. See you in 2 weeks.
Good stuff. But yeah, look, it's... I hope this isn't indicative of where these are going.
No.
I just think it was kind of flat overall. I'm just a bit disappointed. I was really looking forward to it. And I'm hoping that kind of Iron Fist can turn it around. I know, okay. I know it will.
Yep.
Choreography wise.
Yep.
I think that'll definitely deliver.
Uh-huh.
And I think Defenders will be interesting seeing these guys come all together.
Yeah, yeah.
But I couldn't do another 13 of this.
Right, okay.
I'll tell you that much.
Look, I think it had some flat spots, but I think it sort of rallied. There was some fun spots, there were some flat spots.
Yeah.
I liked the characters, and I think it rallied towards the end.
Yeah.
I was like kind of chatting, like, oh yeah, this guy represents something important kind
yes.
of thing.
Yes, and that's what I did. Like, I liked the sense of community
yeah.
that they kind of built, and mm-hmm. the world felt real. And I also liked how it was shot mostly in daylight.
Right, okay,
and
sure.
I liked yeah. that. It wasn't all like alleys, people running through alleys and across rooftops, because why he doesn't do that. Why
no, that's
he,
true, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't need
But I also like the idea of like what he represents.
Yeah.
Like he's a hero who just, he's out on the streets wearing just in a hoodie.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
he's kind of like, in a way, that could be the dangerous thing, most dangerous thing you could do in Harlem.
Yeah,
he's
absolutely.
Just be him, you know.
But he's bulletproof, so.
Yeah, he's bulletproof, so not him so much, yeah. yeah, spoilers. Let's do it.
What did we say that we
let's,
think
you know
we
what?
Do.
Let's start from the end.
Yeah.
That last fight.
Yep.
It's Cage versus Diamondback.
Yep.
That suit is ridiculous.
Yes.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
I mean, it's like, the comic version, right? Obviously.
Yeah, but even so.
Yeah, I know. But I agree. It's
surely really... Justin Hammer had something better in the
like a weird. It wouldn't even look strong.
No, it's true.
It wasn't like an armored suit. It just looked like a jacket over a turtleneck.
It seemed to have some sort of like impact absorbency to it.
Yeah, oh, okay.
I guess it was more like Daredevil suit.
Yeah,
because he gets when you first see him in it, I think Misty shoots him, and it's sort of the suit sort of ripples.
Oh,
it, like,
okay,
deflects
right.
the bullet. So I think it was like,
oh, that's how that works.
Yeah,
okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Then.
But man, and look, I understand that he has to have a helmet on because otherwise Cage could just chop him on the head and it'll all be over.
Yeah.
But.
Not a good helmet?
Yeah.
Mm. He did look real. He looked like a big dumb turtle coming out in that.
Looked like a big dumb turtle. And also, the problem with that is, I felt this in that final battle because, again, there were some good bits where he gets. Remember, he gets punched into the van?
Yeah.
That looked really good.
Yeah, right.
But at the same time, that fight shouldn't have lasted. That shouldn't have lasted a second.
Yeah.
Because you could have just ripped the helmet off and then tapped him and he would have been out. Or just pulled the. I assumed he was going to pull the power
source
out.
Well, they kept showing it.
Yeah.
But it was implied that he let him hit him till he powered
down.
Yeah,
the metaphor was when they were kids, they used to fight.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the golden gloves or whatever. And the premise was that he would punch Cage until he tired himself out and then Cage would knock him out.
Yeah.
And that's what he remembered.
Yeah.
And that's how he won. But I thought he was like, he kept seeing the power thing and
yeah.
I kept assuming he'd just rip it out.
Yeah.
That fight could have ended very quickly.
It didn't though, did it?
No, it went a long time.
And it wasn't a bad fight
by
any stretch, but yeah, I completely agree. And I guess that's one of those things you're talking about where to keep the story going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's one of those.
You have to assume that Cage is going into this with only one way to win this fight, which is a lot of punches.
Yeah.
When he could just, I don't know, do anything else.
Do literally
pull
anything
out
else.
A cord, I don't know.
I felt also that last episode had about 20 or 30 minutes in the middle where it's been a long time, like kind of wrapping it up and everyone's getting their just desserts. And then mm-hmm. I'm like, that could have been 5 minutes.
Right.
And then for it to turn around and then go, everyone's out in the streets and Cage is arrested.
Yeah.
Like you could have shortened
and
that.
Also, we know he's going to get out of this.
Yes.
Because his friend at the barbershop finds the folder with all the evidence to clear his name in it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Like right at the end. So
yeah.
What else?
He's going to be in the Defenders. Oh, what do you think of that villain?
Shades.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Oh, not that villain. I was going to say the Turtle Man.
Diamondback, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of him as a villain?
Look, his motivations are...
He's crazy for no reason?
He's crazy for no reason.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he's... I didn't 100% believe that backstory, that he'd done all this because he was not the favorite kid.
Yeah.
I mean, that even is a plot that's happened in other superhero movies or
sure,
properties.
Sure, yeah. Thor.
Yeah, I guess. That's true. But there, that's epic.
Yes.
Kind of thing. Like, and the normal rules of interaction do not apply to them because they're mythical people. Like,
this guy's just a guy.
Did you build an entire criminal empire and... Oh, you know what? I'm thinking of Spectre.
Right.
Blofeld builds an entire criminal empire. It's the same plot.
It's the same plot. I just saw the look of realization
on
your
It's the same. It's, he built an entire criminal empire because he was not the favorite kid.
Yeah.
This happened again.
Mm.
It's not even original.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was fine. He was a bit, Bible crazy.
Sure.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But I was going to say about Shades, I assumed he had some sort of superpower.
Like he does in the comics, his shades shoot lasers or something.
Right, sure.
Yeah, no, turns out. Well, I thought he had like a mind reading thing or a truth.
Yeah, I thought human lie detector.
Yeah.
But it turned out, and that's maybe why I felt it was so compelling.
Yeah.
So I'm like, when are they going to reveal
what? What's he doing?
But I guess he's just a good judge of character.
It was a really good like support. That's what I liked about him. Like, he'd come in and be like, listen, do this, 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 and this.
Yep.
And like, he was often the smartest guy in the room.
He had your back.
Yeah, he had your back. And I think it'll be interesting to see him pop up again. I think, you know, I think he really brought something.
Mm-hmm.
And he went.
Shades.
Yes, he did. Yeah. I thought he was out in the elevator.
I think sales of that model of Ray-Bans are going to go up.
I love a Ray-Bans. Do you wear Ray-Bans?
No, I tend to step on them.
You like an Oakley.
Yeah, I love an Oakley. I love a speed dealer Oakley. I like to wear them to sporting events.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed that Diamondback was kind of, when he was chasing him through the streets, I'm like, who is this guy? Like, that's really, like, I liked the episode of Cage was injured and he was chasing him.
Yep.
With the bullets that made from Chitauri tech or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was really compelling.
No, but then he made a shellfish.
That's right.
No, I don't know.
But then he shot him and he in the shoulder and he fell into a garbage truck and then the garbage truck just drove off.
Uh-huh, yeah. See, there's your plot contrivance to keep it going. Like, if he had
you're
one
not gonna
more...
going to go after that?
Exactly. Yeah. If you had, your one goal is to kill this guy, you've got one more bullet, walk up, put it in his head.
Yeah.
Like, what are you...
And did the driver not hear the bullet? Or maybe that's why he drove off? I don't know. But
maybe.
I think it would have been more convincing if they were on a bridge...
Yep.
And then Cage was shot and he fell off and he fell onto the top of a truck and then it kind of took off.
Uh-huh.
Then he fell into a parked garbage truck and then it drove away.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But man, that happens in New York, man.
I guess it
you
does.
You know what I mean?
It's either that or a yellow cab, isn't it?
That's right.
Who bloody knows?
Mm. Or you fall into a bloody giant slice of pizza. It's so big over there.
New York's finest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Night Nurse. She was really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now she takes
it. Yeah, you know what? She's my favorite. Rosario Dawson in this is my favorite recurring character in this part of the Marvel universe, I think.
And she's finally,
she's stepping up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She's taking a lot of stuff
taken
going
four
on.
Seasons, but she's now going to she's going to be, well, someone even calls her the Night Nurse at one point.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But she takes a number from a flyer for martial arts and the character, I can't remember what's her name. Colleen something. She's an Iron Fist character.
There's
a few little things, but I think Iron Fist will more lead directly into Defenders than this will.
I was going to say, one throwback to the comics, Misty Knight is shot in the arm. I had assumed she was going to go full bionic arm by the end of this, but then I'm like, where would she get a bionic arm in
Harlem? Exactly. It's a different kind of, it's not that kind of universe. I mean, you can get a weird turtle suit that makes you strong, but
I thought maybe from the doctor that powered Luke Cage, but then it's not really his area of expertise.
No, and
is
it's not really it's the same universe, but it's not this universe where you just get a metal arm to, like that happens in, Coulson has a robot hand or something, but that's not really. Yeah. That's not this.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Look, I liked
a
lot of it, but just not sequentially.
Sure,
I was like, this is good. Oh, this is a good. Oh no, it's boring. Oh, it's back. Like that was me, and it was kind of a little slow going to kind of kick off.
Uh-huh.
I kind of thought I liked the bit where the rocket launcher blew up the shop. I enjoyed that.
That was pretty good. Yeah,
it was a good thing.
I felt sad when Pops died. I remember saying when the trailer came out, I'm like, I really hope Pops doesn't die. But
and
he did.
And also,
this is the second Wu-Tang. Also, I was going to say Method Man's the second Wu-Tang Clan member to be in the Marvel Universe. Ghostface is in a deleted scene in Iron Man 1.
Is he really?
Yes, he is.
As himself?
Yes.
There you go.
He's the deleted scene. It explains how Iron Man got from America to Gulmira.
Done a video on that.
Yeah, right?
I didn't even recognize.
There's an in-between bit that they cut out where he's partying with Ghostface.
In Dubai.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, fair enough.
I hope we'll see the rest of them.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
How many are there?
Three or four. Seven.
Is there really that many?
Yeah.
Okay.
Except ODB, he's dead. Yeah, sorry.
So he's not going to Stanley him?
Oh, maybe.
Scan and
drop
him in?
Yeah.
I hope these aren't waning.
Okay.
I mean, you didn't feel that way.
No, but I see what you're saying.
Mm.
For me, it had its good and bad points.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a...
It's not a total disaster.
It's not a total disaster, yeah.
I'll agree with you on that.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it a B.
I'm going to give it a... You can't give it that.
That's true. We're not allowed. I'm not allowed.
No.
Yeah. I'm going to say best series ever. And if I have to choose best or worst.
See, I wouldn't watch it again.
Yeah.
But I did, I'm going to say there's 8 hours of best show ever in it.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
that'll do me. Well, you know what's time for, Mason?
What's it time for?
What we are going to read and going to read. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Okay, great.
Sorry, that's gonna happen.
Well, that's the sign I feel when you start singing Christmas carols. You need to pee. So.
That's right. I'll be back after the theme song though.
Okay, great.
I'm doing the theme. What are we reading today? Well, that was so quick. How did I get back so quick, Mason?
You pee really fast.
Yeah, I pee on the
big urethra. You got a giant urethra. What have you been reading this week?
What did I write down? Oh. I'm looking down here and there's nothing here.
You know what I watched? I watched episodes 1 and 2 of season 4 of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And?
I'm back in for those two episodes.
That mean you're back in for the next one?
Maybe. I'm going to give it one more.
How was it?
Pretty good. Well, see, I mean, the problem I had with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. when I started watching it is it started out strong and then it just became sort of artifact of the week.
Yes.
It was just them flying around and finding different...
Chitauri tech.
Chitauri artifacts, and it was all basically exactly the same. This was good. They seem to have trimmed some of the fat from the cast.
Right, right.
Because the previous cast were real fat. No, but there's
no Jake Chisel.
He's out.
Yeah.
That's basically it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
No, there's few gone. There's been some changes.
Mm.
I don't know. It seems to be streamlined, and they seem to have a better, I don't know, like a better rapport kind of together.
Right.
Fitz and Simmons are a couple now.
Are they?
Yeah.
There you
also,
go. Also,
the guy, whichever of Fitz and Simmons is the guy, seems to have had some sort of personality transplant.
Yes.
He's got stubble now.
He got hit in the head.
Yes, I remember.
Or he drowned or something.
Yeah, he drowned. And then they put him, I remember that, and they put him back together. So I guess they went, here's time to, maybe the character wasn't working so much, so they revamped
it. So he doesn't wear his like sweater vests and stuff anymore?
No, he's cool now. Oh. But the stubble.
He's cool now.
He's cool now.
He's got cool guy hair?
Yeah, he's got, it's just regular hair.
Is he the new Jake Chisel? Is he that cool?
No, he's not that cool.
Is Jake Chisel dead? I think he's dead.
I think he might be dead. Oh yeah, that's one of, you mentioned that earlier, Coulson does have the bionic arm.
Right.
Because he touched an artifact like a few.
Yeah, and they chopped it off with an axe or something.
He had to Evil Dead his own arm, I think.
Yeah, man.
But it's got like a, it's been upgraded. Like it's got like a spotlight that he can use to see through walls and stuff.
Oh,
like
cool.
It's pretty fun. Lola was mentioned, his car. So I'm assuming at some point there'll be a race between him and Ghost Rider.
It hasn't exploded, yeah. Good.
What else? Yeah, Ghost Rider's great. The guy that plays Robbie Reyes.
Is he in it much?
Yeah, he's like the first two episodes. Like that's basically.
Is he in it? Like he's in it, but
yeah, he's in it for like the 80 minutes. He's probably in like 30.
Okay, sure.
It's good, yeah. Effects are pretty good.
Yeah,
the skull isn't 100% on point.
Well, you know, it's television.
It's television, right?
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
I find it weird that what is this show even about anymore? Is it about S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Well, what is happening in this season is they've after the Hydra events and all that sort of all the stuff that happened.
Yep.
A number of seasons ago, they've rebuilt S.H.I.E.L.D. It's a smaller organization. They don't have billions of dollars anymore because they're under the purview of the UN now, so they have to ask
for money. The Accords or whatever.
Yeah, they've put it back together and they're just about to sort of tell the public they're back kind of thing.
That's probably not.
And the new director
of
S.H.I.E.L.D. is an Inhuman. I can't remember which one he is, but he's like super strong and indestructible and also very nice. He's a real nice man.
Oh, cool.
He's like, he's like Putty from Seinfeld, except he's indestructible. I can't remember. I'll look him up.
Please do.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting that you came around on this because you were like.
But again, if it falls into the same trap of last time,
or whatever, Well, look, I'm gonna wait.
Ming-Na Wen's still in it.
Yeah, she's great.
Melinda May.
Yeah,
she's gone crazy.
Has she?
She's got some sort of virus. Yeah,
there's ghosts
in it.
Ah,
it's fun.
Okay.
Fun couple episodes.
Wow, that's great. That's good to hear, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure people listening will be pleased to, because a lot of people are like, no, you should give it a go. And now one of us has given it a go.
Yeah.
So shut up about it.
Yeah.
Stop asking me about it.
That's right. I'm probably gonna go back in.
Okay.
Oh, and remember Daisy from back in the day?
Yeah, she's
inhuman now. She's got the quake powers.
Yeah,
she's pretty good. There's actually a really good special effect where she, Ghost Rider's on the run from his mechanics workshop.
Yeah.
And she, like, seismic quakes off the ground like and flies through the air onto the back of the car.
Cool.
Real good effect.
All right.
Solid. Good work.
Is this better than Luke Cage?
Yes.
All of it. These two episodes are better.
No, they're probably on par.
Okay.
But that effect is very good.
On point.
On point,
very
exactly.
Good.
Yeah.
While you're looking that up, I've downloaded a comic, one of my favorite comic book writers, Jeff Lemire, who you're probably familiar with.
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Sweet Tooth, a bunch of other stuff. He's got a new comic called Black Hammer. haven't read it yet, but it's ready to go because I've been watching too much Luke Cage, so I haven't had a chance to read it.
Gotcha.
So it's a few issues in, and I bloody love Jeff Lemire, so I'm looking forward to
seeing
it.
What else has he done?
Bunch of stuff.
Great.
Let me think. Sweet Tooth is my favorite.
Yeah.
He did a sci-fi one that was Through Time that was really good. I can't remember what it's called.
I've probably read some of his stuff, and I just can't remember his name's on there.
Yeah. He did a bunch of, I think he did Justice League Dark, maybe? Or Animal Man or something like that.
Oh, okay, right.
Let me check.
Uh-huh.
But no, he started off independent and he did Underwater Welder actually, which is really good.
Is that about an underwater welder?
Yes.
Huh.
He did Essex Country.
Wait, you can't just gloss over that. What happens to the underwater welder?
Essex County, sorry. Oh, I haven't read it. Yeah, it's like a man like coming to grips with like being a father and
a welding torch. He's coming to grip with being a welding torch. Okay, okay.
He's also doing Descender at the moment, which is really good. It's a really good sci-fi comic.
Bloody Jeff Lemire here, right?
Which is being made into a... he did do Justice League Dark. There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, he's good, man. Get into it.
All right.
Oh, yeah. He was doing the new Green Arrow as well. He was doing the new 52 one.
This guy's all over the place.
Yeah, he's great, man.
He's doing the big two. He's doing indie stuff. He's making a comic book about a guy who welds.
Underwater.
Yeah.
That's the hardest type of welding.
Should have called it Mac Weldon.
Antimicrobial. Bloody love Mac Weldon. I don't mind saying it, Mason. I'll say that for free. Yeah. I don't care. Well, that's what we're reading, Mason.
Yeah, it is.
What's next?
Another segment that we do. It's letters. The one was letters. Oh, letters. We love you. Some letters. They're only a
day away. Hang over here right now. We're going to do letters. Good work.
Thank you.
At Derek Hoagie says, hashtag
Weekly Planet. I just picture he's a giant hoagie.
hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. That's how you reach the show. Just throw that on Twitter.
Yeah.
Either tweet to one of us or just, you don't even have to. And we'll bloody get to some of them, won't we?
Sure.
You guys should do a show on best fan-made / unofficial movies.
Oh,
Power Rangers, Predator, Dark Ages, Batman, Dead End.
Okay, yeah.
I would love to do that.
Mm.
Any spring to mind just off the top of your head?
Well, but I was going to say Batman Dead End.
The one where he fights the Predator?
No. Yes, it is. Yeah, and the alien. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Cool, good stuff.
The one where he is on the Batman's on the Death Star for some reason.
Oh, he fights Darth Vader.
I hate that one.
It gets to a point where you hate it. It's good until...
There's a lightsaber fight.
There's a lightsaber fight for no reason.
Why would he have a lightsaber on him?
What if he grabbed one? Would you be okay with that?
Yeah,
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, okay.
Fair enough.
But he'd have to use it in a Batman kind of way. Like, he couldn't go for chopping limbs off.
No.
Because he's Batman. He'd have to use it, you know, like Indiana Jones stuff. Yeah, like chopping steam pipes and stuff.
You don't think he'd kill Darth Vader?
No.
Yeah, he probably wouldn't.
Absolutely not.
I'd kill Darth Vader.
Wow.
In a heartbeat.
Wow.
You mentioned the Power Rangers one with James Vanderbeek, which was recently.
That's great.
I really enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. As not a really a big Power Rangers fan at all, that is fantastic.
We could watch a whole bunch of these and, like, if we're not a fan of it, we could say what we think and then, like, what the fan community as a whole thought.
Yeah, sure.
Because I'd be interested to know what, like, hardcore
Absolutely.
Fans of Power Rangers thought of that.
I think generally people quite liked it, except for the people like Saban who tried to take it down or whatever.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But I guarantee you that will be better than the Power Rangers movie.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
There's a Darth Maul fan film that came out recently, which is really good, especially like choreography-wise.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of good Star Wars ones, actually. But anyway, that's the topic for another week. Maybe it'll be next week, or we'll do Harry Potter like we said we would at some point.
Yeah.
This is from at Jagwarrior, but the O is a zero, just so you know.
Jagwarrior.
Yes.
Do you think he's a big fan of the TV series Jag?
Maybe. Who isn't?
No, you're right. Nobody.
Me.
I wish I'd gotten that handle, if anything.
Actually, we're the Planet Pod. So far, what do you think is the best comic-adapted scene in comic book movies? I'm presuming it means like a direct translation.
Yeah, okay, sure.
So my mind goes to like 300 or Sin City.
Okay.
Because those are literal comic panels brought to life, especially 300.
But I guess, like, in terms of Sin City, I guess it's easier to have a scene that is either...
Was that green screen? Sorry.
I think it's easier to have, in Sin City, because you've sort of been eased into this universe.
Yeah.
And by the time you get to this scene that's an exact replica,
yeah,
you kind of...
you're in.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, that's good work to get the whole movie out, okay, in that, cool, in that form. But
so you're not disregarding the movie of Sin City?
No, no, no.
Or
no.
Sin City to A Dame to Kill For, which
I still haven't watched it.
It's on your iPad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's ready to go. Yeah. I've got to get a new iPad, so this might just go on the stack of old electronics that I never get to, and it'll just sit there forever.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Your Zune?
Yeah, yeah, right, my Zune will go on there, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any others spring to mind?
It's got to be a good one, let me think.
There's a lot of Watchmen stuff is obviously ripped from the panels.
But like I'm trying to think of like maybe in a Marvel or a DC movie that aren't shot for shot, but they've put in a scene that's...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know what's real? I thought was really good at that? V for Vendetta.
Sort of
a DC movie. Uh-huh. What about that bit in the 300 where the guy gets kicked into a well because he didn't realize that it was Sparta?
Oh, yeah.
He knew in the end.
Then he knew in the end it was Sparta. He had plenty of time to think about that on the way down, eh? You know what I mean? There's that scene in...
It's a pit for.
Yeah.
Is it a well? Because there's no rope.
That's a really good question. It's probably just a pit for kicking people into.
Kicking pit.
So if anything, you should have... Like, word should have gotten around that if you're near that pit...
Yeah.
Watch out because there's no safety rail and they're probably going to try and kick you into that pit.
It's their kicking pit.
Yeah, watch out for kicks and pits. I like the bit in Iron Man 1 where Iron Man chucks a car at Iron Man and he has to catch.
Oh, that's great.
That's great. In the comic books, it's not... Ironmonger, it's the guy with the extremis virus.
Yeah, yeah.
And he can pick
and he catches it, and then he kind of goes down to one knee.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Like that as well because it's not just, he doesn't just flick it aside.
Right.
It's because there's people in it, right? And he can't just drop it, obviously. And he can't just put it down easily because the suit's failing.
Yeah,
yeah.
And also there's a guy trying to kill him.
There's actually a bit, no, I was going to say, does he hit a guy with a motorcycle in that? Or he gets hit with a motorcycle?
I think...
Or was that in a deleted scene?
I think Ironmonger throws a motorcycle at him and he falls into like a fuel tanker or something.
Right,
and it all
right.
blows up. Which I was going to say about Luke Cage, a lot of hammer weaponry in that. I was kind of hoping for a Sam Rockwell cameo. I knew we wouldn't get one.
Yeah, Because
he's probably still in jail. Sam Rockwell is in jail.
Yes, he's in jail.
For
being too good an actor. Russell Crowe put him there. Couldn't have it.
That's right.
Maybe we'll do an episode on that as well.
Yeah, what else? Is there some good stuff from Jessica Jones or...
That straight from the comics.
Yeah, or Daredevil. Season 2, there's some Punisher stuff that's...
There's a lot of really...
There's the Punisher scene on the rooftop.
Yeah.
And Daredevil, like he's tied up Daredevil. And
that's a really great moment.
Good old chat.
Yeah.
That is a great scene.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hallway fight. Remember that? Yeah, it's pretty good too, wasn't it? Yeah. You know what's a really good scene?
What's that?
When Thomas Jane's Punisher fights giant Popeye.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. And he jumps in the bath so he doesn't get killed by a hand grenade. Yeah, that's pretty great.
That's really good. That's a great movie, maybe.
I disagree.
That's a great scene in that movie that you
I
hate.
Still disagree.
That's not... You kidding me?
That's ridiculous.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah, I guess.
It's a giant Popeye.
Yeah, I guess.
You're an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Last one.
All right.
This is from @Charlie_Newman1. Would you guys like to see a wacky Plastic Man movie? # Weekly Planet Pod.
Yes.
There was going to be a Keanu Reeves one at some point.
Really?
There's been talk of that.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, sure, whatever.
Yep.
I'll see anything.
I'll see it.
I would like to see more comedies that are comic book movies.
Me too.
I'm not just talking like Deadpool, where there's like that was, I guess it's comedy, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But I want to see like straight comedies and see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Because now this is kind of its own genre, you can now kind of do a Western comic book
exactly,
movie.
Exactly,
comedy or whatever.
And they always work out so well, Jonah Hex.
Yes, exactly.
Just go genres.
Cowboys and aliens.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to say?
Plastic Man. I'd like to see that.
Jack Black was originally going to be green. There was a Green Lantern Jack Black movie that nearly happened.
Then
we got a bad one anyway. So
yeah. You know what I would actually like to see is maybe... I don't know how you could do this, but so in the DC Universe, there's two stretchy guys. There's Plastic Man and there's Elongated Man.
Yes.
Right? There's a guy called Ralph Dibny.
Elongated? Elongated?
Yeah, it's elongated. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
But anyway, so he's... Like, Plastic Man he's more versatile because he can, like... So he can turn into a car and the car will actually work kind of thing.
Right.
Like, it's, you know, it's bizarre and nonsensical.
Yeah.
Elongated Man's just kind of like, he's just stretchy
he's
kind of
Mr.
thing.
Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, but he's also, like, one of the world's greatest detectives.
Okay.
So I would maybe like to see him in a DC movie.
Yeah.
Where he's spending the whole movie just detectiving and then at the end he's just...
He's rubber.
Yeah, like he's rubber. He's like, they need backup. So he's like, well, I guess I'll use my rubber powers. I think that would be great.
That would be cool.
Like you give him little hints throughout the movie that he can do that. But he never expressly say it. And then they need
And the action sequence. Just a mad.
And then he's just like, all right, surprise, everyone. That'd be great.
That would be great. That would work as a comedy. Yeah. You could get Steve Zahn to play him.
Steve Zahn.
What's he doing? He's great. Yeah, he should be in more things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's just in Sahara sequels that aren't being released.
Oh, yeah. Fan-made?
Fan-made, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No McConaughey? Or is it just Steve Zahn spin-offs?
Yeah, it's Steve Zahn spin-offs.
Yeah.
He kicks in the door and he's like, it's me, the guy from Sahara, whatever my name was.
He's good in that movie.
I agree.
And that's a good movie.
I agree.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just saying, why did National Treasure get a sequel? This one didn't. Makes no sense.
Well, everybody got sued on Sahara.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Good point. I think we say that every time Sahara comes
up. We do. Yeah. What's the only interesting thing about it? It's better than you'd think, and everybody got sued after it. The people making the movie got sued by the author. They sued the author.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably McConaughey and Steve Zahn got sued for...
They sued each other.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It was insane. It was insanity. All right, that's the show for this week, though.
Yeah, show.
Next week will be something. But before then, where can people find us?
They can find us at Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter and Facebook and Gmail and Bandcamp. We've got some commentaries.
Yep.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies.
You can also follow at The Weekly Planet on Twitter. That's our friend Robert Collings.
That's
He's
a good
great.
One. Yeah.
He does great animated Weekly Planet videos on
Certainly
the YouTubes.
Does.
They're great. Yeah. If you want to help support the show, you want to bloody keep the lights on in here in the bloody man cave. You can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies if you want to like donate a buck a month or something.
Chuck in a buck.
Chuck in a buck.
I've been putting up the Caravan of Garbage episodes a day early.
Oh, on the Patreon.
I can't
guarantee
it because
it's schedules.
Yeah, but yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Also,
I'll at least put up the audio one early if I can't put up the video.
That's right.
One. Yeah.
What else? You can also, if you're going to buy something on Amazon, like
anyway.
Like maybe you're going to buy a bloody.
Anyway.
Maybe some Jeff Lemire comics or something like that. Anyway. You just there's an Amazon affiliate link in our episode description. You just click on that. You just go through to regular Amazon. We get a kickback somehow. Who knows? Who knows how it works?
All you got to do is click on that link and then go to whatever country you're in and it'll follow those through.
And what else? What else happens? Oh, we've got t-shirts on TeePublic now, right?
Yes, but the story's empty for some reason, so I've got to fix that. I don't know why it was all set up and then something happened. I don't know. Something to do with coding, maybe. I don't know.
It's probably a conspiracy.
Yeah, probably, if anything. Mm. Yeah. But those will, I'll get that.
That's everything, right? Thank you to the Brit and the Basilisk and Rackham for our theme songs.
Yep.
Thank you everybody who listens to the bloody show.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Otherwise, the rest of those plugs are kind of irrelevant in a way. Thank you for subscribing and leaving a cool review.
Yeah,
and
that always
bloody
helps. Yeah.
Thanks for doing stuff on the Reddit. At some point, I'm going to join Reddit. I'm afraid of it, but I'll get to it at some point.
Maybe go Tumblr and work your way up to Reddit.
No, that's even worse.
Does it go the other way, doesn't it?
I get lost in Tumblr.
Maybe go Periscope. Reddit.
You go Periscope, Reddit, and then back to Boomerang. Okay, good. That's a lot, I think, right?
That's everything.
We did it.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, next week, like I said, something else. I don't have anything else to say. I think that's all.
Nice,
things.
We did it. All right.
If you want some Luke Cage Easter eggs, I made a video. It's probably up by now. I don't know.
And if you like Luke Cage stuff, maybe listen to Caravan of Garbage.
It might be the last one ever, potentially. If we never get around to it.
That's right. Pretty great.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Grab that gem, you guys.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.